The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force is coming up with some new guidelines for anyone with a high risk of contracting HIV.
The panel is recommending that physicians offer their patients preventative medication with a combination of two drugs taken in a single pill. We're going to talk more about it. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with a man who was influential in the early days of the discovery of AIDS, Dr. Merv Silverman, former director of San Francisco Public Health Department, now secretary of the Board of Trustees for AMFAR. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. This drug therapy has been around a while, correct?
Yes, it has. And this new recommendation, I think, is very exciting.
What prompted it at this time?
Well, this has been in the works for quite a while. And as we know, people who are taking medication when they have HIV, if they take it properly, are almost not going to transmit the infection to their partner. And here's a situation where taking a pill once a day, which isn't really that bad if you figure it out, women take oral contraceptives every day, some millions take a baby aspirin to prevent heart problems. So this is really not that difficult a thing to do. And if the individual does it and has unprotected sex, the reduction in risk is 92 to about 99%.
Which is just staggering. And another figure that really got me is that the task force estimated today that 1.2 million people are eligible for the daily drug, but that last year only 78,000 of them actually took that. Is that just because doctors aren't recommending it?
Well, I think that's part of it, yes. I mean, but in truth, from 2012 to now, there's been about a 10 times increase in people taking it. But the information has to obviously get out to physicians, and that's not just infectious disease physicians, but all physicians that are taking care of young patients and even middle-aged and even today older patients. And then we have to get this information out to the patients themselves, the individuals, to decide to do this. As I say, it's not an onerous thing, and the effectiveness is incredible.
My understanding, Dr. Silverman, is that this is not a cheap drug.
No, it's not. It's about $13,000 if you're not insured for a year, but it will be because of this process through this prevention task force. It will be available, and insurance companies will have to cover it. So I think most people in the U.S. will be able to get it at maybe a small copay or no copay at all. But it is not cheap. But if you think about it, it's a heck of a lot cheaper than starting treatment that goes on for a lifetime if you're HIV infected.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Thanks so much for joining us, Dr. Merv Silverman.